o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
A special Mother's Day edition of the Rush Hour, MG. It's a Sunday. Everybody's hopefully looking after their mums.
They better be.
Celebrating them in every way, shape, or form. We'll kick off the show, but I want to say a happy Mother's Day to my mum, Marie.
Yeah, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mum, Maxine, and to my beautiful wife, Megan.
Absolutely. To my wife, Alana, as well. She's done a fantastic job of raising our two children.
Yes.
She's done most of the legwork. They love her most, and, you know. Happy Mother's
Day. Only because she's got longer legs than you.
Yeah, actually, she can reach the things up on the high shelves. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there, however you are celebrating your mums, and I hope you're all having a cracking one. Now, we wanted to embrace the day by speaking to a mum within the world of rugby league.
Yes.
Previous years gone by, we've spoken to the mum of the Morris twins, but this year we bring back a friend of the show who, because of being a mum, hasn't got to see a football field for a little while.
No.
We speak, of course, of New South Wales star fullback Sam Bremner. G'day, Sammy.
Hello, guys. How are we?
Hey, Sammy. Well, congratulations on your little boy, Reef.
Thank you.
And we understand you are pregnant again, so congratulations on that as well, darling.
Thanks so much, guys. It's a very exciting time.
Oh, it is. I've got five beautiful kids at home, and as all mothers are listening to this podcast, we thought we'd give you a call. And first of all, saying we miss you on the footy fields, but I suppose you wouldn't have it any other way doing what you're doing at the moment.
Oh, you know what? It's one of those things that when I'm not on the footy field, I want to be on the footy field. When I'm on the footy field, I want to be having babies. It's very hard, but that's, you know, instead of feeling like it's unfair sometimes that I have to miss out on footy, I'm pretty lucky that I get to do both. I just have to miss out on a season. And some people have to do that through injury, and I get a positive out of it. So.
Correct.
It's not a bad gig.
That's a question I did want to ask, Sammy. I mean, the NRL physio on Twitter has done a great job of painting a picture of rehab and recovery times from injuries in football. From your experience, and I'm not saying it's the same for all women, what's the return time to the level of fitness required for you to play football again after having birth?
You know, this is the hardest thing for me after having Reef was this very question. There was literally no answers to it. And I really struggled with that. I like people to say, look, you've hurt your ankle. You've got 12 weeks. You've got to do ABC to get back. There was none of that. There was no time frame. And that's just because everybody's body is different, birth is different, and the amount of work they can do whilst being pregnant is different and changes from day to day. So I literally just sort of made it up as I went, and I knew deep down what I wanted to do and just made a point of sort of trying to defy the odds to come back as early as I could to play football because that's what I wanted to do. And my biggest thing was just making sure I was going to do that without hurting my body or preventing myself from, you know, having children in the future. So I literally just made up my return to play, and there's still nothing set in stone. There is now a pregnancy policy since I had Reef, which is something I'm very proud of having an influence on. But yeah, it'll be the same with this baby as well. I've sort of just got to return at my own pace and see how I go.
Well, you'll be jumping out of your skin I think because of the pregnancy. I mean, that gives you probably, you know, almost 2 years out of the game that you've loved. And I think you'll be, you know, that could give you longevity, if anything, unless you want to have five or six in a row, Sammy.
Listen, I know you said you had five kids, but that makes me feel very tired just saying the amount of children. But no, you're so right. And I played a little bit of footy. I played one season after Reef, and I was very nervous coming back after having Reef. I thought I might be a little bit rusty after not having the footy in my hands for a bit, but in terms of longevity, like you said, it mentally gave me a break from the game, which made me want to play the game even longer. And my body had never felt better. And when I thought about it, I think it just came down to a couple of things. And the first thing was mentally, when you have a child, you have no choice but to be there for them and to help them. And for me, that was a great mental break away from when I wasn't at training, when I wasn't at football, because I used to just think about it constantly, how I could be better, how I could win, how I could just be the better player every time. And I would do that on the field, and then I would go home and do it off the field. And now looking back, that's an exhausting way to be an athlete. And now I play football, I come home, I change diapers, I make food for the kids. Everything is about everything other than football, but it makes me excited to go back and train because that's a bit of a rest from looking after children. So I think it's worked and it made me want to play rugby league for even longer.
Well, I imagine your mother would have said the same thing you said. She said to you as a kid, my mum said to us, and all mums who are listening to this said to theirs, wait till you have kids. Then you'll see things from my perspective. And as we salute our mothers today on Mum's Day, as they took us everywhere for our sporting achievements, whatever sport, whether it be tennis, swimming, league, soccer, usually it was one person who was always accompanying us. It was our mum. What about you on this special day? You want to give your mum a big shout out too, Sammy?
I would love to say a big happy Mother's Day to Maria. You know what, in what you just said, though, I'd like to thank her for everything she did, but I wish she'd put me in something like tennis.
Or piano playing or something.
I'm very grateful to you, Maria, but maybe in next lifetime, put me in tennis or golf or something.
Serena Williams won the Australian Open while she was pregnant.
Like Ash Barty or something. Come on, let's go.
Hey, before we let you go, Sammy, we appreciate your time. How exciting is it that the State of Origin game is headed back to the Sunshine Coast this year? I know it's not in New South Wales, but it's a terrific venue for it when it happens there on June 25th.
It is a terrific venue, and it's always been so successful in the last 3 years of having a standalone game, so I'm sure it's going to be another success. I can't wait to watch.
And go the Blues. Sam Bremner, we appreciate your time. Enjoy your Mother's Day, and best of luck with the pregnancy for number two.
Thanks a lot, and thanks so much for having me today.
Go on, Sammy.